Morocco, week 9, Thursday.
And now, episode 44 of Moon Over Morocco.
It's easy to carry on war with a spyglass.
And so the battle continues. Little Flossie showers the palace with watermelons, while Jack somewhere in the desert looks for sunny skies and the missing golden eye she heisted. And in the tower, the queen searches for where from came the infernal watermelons.
Magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. You may keep sending those watermelons, little child of foolish magic. For from here, in my tower, I will soon have you pinpointed. Ah, there. There you are. Near the fifth arch, eh? Little cigar-smoking brat. Down and down you go. Round and round. We'll see how much fun fear can be when my thunderbolts rain down upon your soft little pigtailed skull.
I think Sunny came this way. Where, though? Where is she? She must have taken the eye and then... What is this? An iron ring. There appears to be a trap door beneath the sand. Hey, there are steps leading down. This seems very familiar. Keeps going down and down. Ah, here's the bottom. There's an aluminum extension ladder. An oval mirror. Now, I seem to be inside a wall. This must be what I think it must be. Huh? Here's the sliding panel.
Jack, is that you?
Auntie Jowls.
Jack, what a very pleasant surprise.
I'm afraid I'm just passing through, Auntie.
Oh, too bad. On another thrilling adventure.
Yes. You haven't seen a girl, have you? About this tall,
No one new has visited Inverness.
Darn. I guess she didn't come this way. Well,
why
I really have
dressed
to...
like Lawrence of Arabia? Have you been following my recreant husband about, Lord Charles?
I've been to the Sahara Desert.
I should hope so in that get-up.
Auntie, I really
have to... Not even a cup of tea, Jack.
I'm sorry, it's really urgent.
Jives will be so upset that he missed you, please.
Well, I'll visit longer next time, promise.
Please do, and spend some time with your auntie.
I really must hurry.
Good luck, Jack. If I can be of any service...
Thank you, Auntie.
Oh, Jack! Jack! You can trust the storyteller!
Let's see. She could have gone over that hill. Over there.
My Queen Azor.
Yes?
The rain of watermelons has ceased.
Good. That little nuisance is pinned down. So, El-Kabai is separated from his men. Now I will find El-Kabai. And snuff him once and for all.
I've got to get that eye back. I'm almost to the top. There. Literally glowing with circles.
Can you adjust the focus?
It's the vertical hold I'm working on.
When you do projection of the mental picture upon the wall, does it assist to play piano?
No.
Then why you do?
Well, when I was a kid, first learning piano, I used to turn off the sound on the TV and play along with Roy Rogers and Tom Mix and Red Rider and Little Beaver.
Who?
Cowboys. So now that I'm grown and working on projecting, I figure, why not play along? But I can't play and talk and project all at the same time. You can do the talking.
Ah! The picture's returned. Ooh, there is someone. It is Jack. He's walking among something round. There are many circles of stone?
The way these stone circles have been laid out. The patterns they...
So...
The way they interlock. And the energy.
Find what he looks
for. God, it's so powerful.
The valley...
I can feel it flowing from one to another.
Circles.
In fact, I can see it. I can see how one picks up the energy from another and just sends it on.
All alone.
I'm now beginning to... actually see the energy that moves across the earth's surface.
Alone. Dance gently among those stone circles, dear enemy. It shall be your last dance.
I think I now understand how these circles work.
We shall have this last dance.
But for what purpose did they wish
together
to put them
together?
Unless... What was that? This place is so filled with energy, it's becoming alive. Yikes! Lightning bolts are falling out of the sky. Yow!
Azora will kill him. But slowly. Slowly, but definitely.
The way it hits and just shatters across the valley, igniting the circles, spinning from one to... Yow!
For it is said, the monster is
but one hole is soon caught.
Hey, somebody's trying to make cinders out of me.
Oh, such fun.
Yikes!
Can we help him?
It is his stupid intellect. It is that he will not release.
You can get into that world, right?
I cannot reach him in time.
Yeah, that queen's got him good. That Azor, she don't have nothing to do with that queen you were serving.
No, no. My queen, may Allah be praised, never seek power like this one. She would help such a fool as Jack. For it is said, when you put your head into the mortar, it is useless to dread the sound of the pestle.
Can you help him?
I will obey you. I will try to help. Goodbye, Mojo. My master.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm not your...
I must fly.
Excuse me.
Who?
It's me.
Yes, what?
I have found what I was sent for.
So?
You said you would help me return.
Help you? Let me see what you have.
It's an eye.
So?
Oh. Let me hold. Yes. Oh. Power as I have never realized. Oh, El Kabal was such a fool.
Like my lord. He never knew how to use power.
May I have the eye back now? Well,
there is a saying, my dear. Nourish a raven, and it will pick out your eyes.
Moon Over Morocco is a continuing adventure serial brought to you daily, Monday through Friday.
If you like what you're listening to, please visit zbs.org, where you can order this podcast as a complete set without this mention, as well as many other fine, wonderful, amazing, awesome, and brilliant productions. All are available on MP3. ZBS.org.
Tune in this same time tomorrow when you'll hear...
Hell has on the cell!
So we sing as we are riding home. It's the time you'd best be hiding low. It means the rifts are abroad. Go before you've bitten the sword.
Hell is on the cell.
That's the sound that comes to warn you so. In the night or early morn, you know. If you're the red shadow's foe, the wrist will strike with a blow that rings you
woe. Hell is on the cell.
Moon Over Morocco is produced by ZBS Media.